another banger.
Get into that chicken, I swear I can't never stop. If you thinking I'm a mark, I swear your ass just might get popped. I be in that 2-0 Nina with them niggas bending blocks. They gon' park the whip and air it out and turn you to some Zy. You play with me, you know you fried. That's like sipping cyanide. Suckers talking hella brazy, last I heard them niggas died. I ain't tripping bout a bop, I'm getting money, getting fly. Trying to stack this paper till it's Kanye finna touch the sky. I been getting to it, living life and dodging Cupid. Fit right on the shore, but since the jacket goes so stupid. In love with the money, but I cheat on her with music. Hey, I got too many haters, they all becoming a nuisance. Dish the rock, I'm scoring it. Foreign, got your whore in it. Smoking on some super strong, and my drink got a foe in it. Got some guala on the move, I'm waiting on that play to hit. Double back to Reno, and I swear I thought you knew that shit.
Niggas don't fight no more, no KO. Get hit with that Draco. Thinking shit sweet, niggas get put to sleep like every day. Fuck round and find out you on the wrong side of town. When the ops sweep the streets, skirt and run down. Hold on, get fucked up, playing around in California. When about that train, hold up, get fucked up, playing around in California. Back on your brain.
Welcome to the Golden State, where we tuck that steel colors get you killed. The traffic's bad and the bitches too. The cars are loud and the weed is too. We on them blocks, we claim our trust. It's demon time, so who you serve? Water whipping, watch me serve. It's water, homie, watch me surf. I'm a Dodger, watch that curve. Street sweepers in the burbs. $1 million for you home. 1 million robbers with that chrome. Watch that hat, yo, where you from, my nigga? This is LA. Watch your back, what flag is that, my nigga? Sacramento. Don't get it twisted when you come to visit. This is San Diego, where the Warriors playing the Raiders. Spring, you know I'm from the Bay, bruh. The lights is fast, the traffic slow. We pouring foes and toting poles. We swinging cars, home of the stars. It's California dreaming. The devil's letters, the devil's prey. Ground gangsters, that's who raised us. The flatlands to the high heels. Them BBLs in high heels. Them SRTs and Bentleys. Too expensive, yeah, I'm renting. Whoever robbed you for your jewelry. Pray to God you make it through here.
Niggas don't fight no more, no KO. Get hit with that Draco. Thinking shit sweet, niggas get put to sleep like every day. Fuck round and find out you on the wrong side of town. When the ops sweep the streets, skirt and run down. Hold on, get fucked up, playing around in California. When about that chain, hold up, get fucked up, playing around in California. Back on your brain, hold up.
I bet you wonder where I've been, mixing honey packs with hair. I came back to let you know that my racks are blue and I got your hoe.
Been at it for a while, now we at the top. I remember pushing bells first instead of rock. Now I'm sitting on my throne with my queen just watch. It's been a long time coming, I had to bleed the block. First we was have nots, now we have got a lot. From the sale up to L, we ran the shop. Current year and I just bought another watch. I did it all off a bitch, don't believe just watch. The people love you when you're up and hate you when you're down. One thing about dollar, always held it down. And I'm gonna always be the king, I gotta wear my crown. This my 4-page letter to the game right now.
I bet you wonder where I've been, mixing honey packs with hair. I came back to let you know that my racks are blue and I got your hoe.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yo. 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 Somebody throwing a function. You know I'm pulling up with a couple of onions. Hey, it's no doubt we gonna get dusty. I'm Mr. Milky. If you knew me, you'd love me. Off that brown, aggressive like rugby. Yo, off that green, I'm so possessive, ugly. Celebrate the wins, crack open the bubbly. To have lived in different eras, I feel like I'm lucky. Proud of my niggas, we made it through the muck beat. Can't touch me, I've been fresh. Eating crab cakes near Seaport with a chick, look like Eva Mendez. Make a big mess in a dress, off the first impress. Blowing big mota, I'm a perennial all-time smoker of the best greenery. Good people, good music, a joint, and some scenery. That's all I need.
I just wanna smoke reef with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yeah, slap me. Yeah, every day's a celebration, got a toast to life. Every choice is a gamble, gotta roll the dice. Don't be scared, you might lose, you might win though. I just wanna blow in dough with my kinfo. Cause this is fam, Milky and Slam. Thanksgiving in the booth, yeah, I go ham. With the yams and the collard greens, and the pumpkin pie. On my star shit, never falling from the sky. Moving militant, something like Semper Fi. Me and my guys do it smooth like synthesized. Time to do it real big, never minimize. I bought that battery pack, let's get energized. Cause we gon' blow some, yeah. And we gon' post some, yeah. And we gon' blow some, yeah. And we gon' post some,
Yo, I just wanna smoke reef with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded,
yeah,
with my peoples.
I got you. Look. Silly me, I'm like Billy D. Oh my, O'Shea's in my drink. Fans on my feet. To be from California's a blessing, I feel. 10-2 on the wheel, step on the gas and it peels. Smoke some herb if you with me. I got a plug with the white boy. I'm getting quarters for the 60. Keep a heater under that hoodie. I'm an old school cat. I used to buy records to Sam Goody. So how could you blame the way I ain't? The only thing better than consistent is something strange. Woo. Can't keep her little motto hands off me, cause she drunk off Chris and mommy on E. You know I be ballin', steady traveling without Spalding. You gotta add me to the recipe, because you can't spell the West without the E. Wait.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reef with my people. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
But that don't make it right. black crime don't exist, ma.
Yeah.
Crime. Black on black crime don't exist, motherfucker. Pigs don't fly, that's a myth, motherfucker. Turning on your guys, use a snitch, motherfucker. And I know the flow ill. I'm a sick motherfucker, man, the boys is back. We out here searching for some hope, never afforded that. Me and my mama shedding tears when they reported that. My auntie ain't got long to live, she never coming back. But everybody got a past, we just like quarterbacks. I love my family, me dad and my brother, we got torso tats. So you know just who you fucking with. I'll go out and buy some land before I ever touch the wrist. I'll go out and buy some Gary Payton's before I fuck a bitch. Keep that heater on me, shoot that shit like I'm Stojokovic. Deep inside the poet's pit, P.S. Pan pour this shit. We smoking gas for hard times and hope it take that pain away. Stacking money, trying to buy some time, that shit on layaway. I look around and all I see is death that feel like training day. I hope I see tomorrow. So many blessings made and we gon' see them all. Some niggas left us dry, we never needed y'all, no. I feel like Cole on the mixtape, K-Dot on the bad night, Tupac on my best day, God in my past life, heart outside my ribcage, confidence on Rick James, reason why I spit flames, cause I done prayed for better days, me and KJ need the cheddar, seen so many rainy days, we under the same umbrella, I can't make the same mistakes, these niggas don't know no better, they gon' know my fucking name, haters gon' be lame forever, all these obstacles be in my way, I'm still gon' mash the pedal, and I never had to settle, this shit feel like padded leather, wrapped around my new 11s, I'm just like a little boy, they can't see the light, I blaze the way, feel like I'm Brandon Roy. Yeah, in my mind a raging war, nigga. Ain't no helping hands when you poor, nigga. Came about that dirt, my shit was muddy like a four-wheeler. And I'm different from these niggas, bitch, my gorilla. You can never be my pen with a sword, nigga. My brother living fast, I just hope the Lord forgive him.
Hey, look, yeah. And these feelings won't go away. My problems reside from faith in myself. Weight of the world, my appetite never fade. Don't ask me about my name, cause Cartier's all you get. If I call you, then you the shit, man. My colon be getting jealous. If I jump to the beat, my heart and sing don't fall like leaves when stressing. What's the cost I see? Don't compare no dream. What's inside that wallet is selfish. Nigga ain't eat, don't famish. Goddamn it, the soul burning, foot cracking my pen. Mirror just glass when I see it. The flow run quicker than sand. And Joe Leg couldn't manage. Know the risk taking damage. He spent the house on the necklace. Vaccines don't cure depression. My drive been running out. My tears keep running down. My mind keep breaking down. And it sound like siren sounds with the mark of the beats around. This world shit burning out like it's herpes, dog. Y'all heard me, y'all. Hey, what's the cost? Oh shit, my cash is short. Yeah, hey.
East Coast representer, iridescent center, I was chilling in placenta. I'm taking over till I'm center. Second for the future, I can never say I'm spent up. Need some for my crib, the city, trying to jack the rent up. Need some for my shorty, she the one, so it ain't lent. Need some for the fam, giving back and represent. Need some for the gang, pouring up and getting bent. Like, rest is for myself, and truth be told, I'm real content. I go harder than asphalt, hotter than the pavement on a summer day. Feel like QB won the way I'm paid to play. Making magic like Patrick, another banger thought up in my home today. Line you niggas up like a corner fade. Laid up on a daybed with my shorty, got a drink with an umbrella in it. Funny how these niggas wanna throw me shade. Call me the twist the way I dim they light. While mine stay bright, a star of a night. A nigga worked and prayed. I'm figuratively a guy, meticulously crafting rhyme styles and your theoretics. I'm literal with these bars. Critical, don't show my cards, I can't fold, I'm all in. You ain't see the scars. Ain't no pause like online gaming. Streaming numbers in the millions, ain't that far. Nigga, basements to playlist placements. I guess I had to dream bigger. 9 to 5, turn to 5 to 9, PM to AM in the studio. We only know how to grind, scribbling lines that prove that I'm forever gonna be with the times. Like
cradle to the grave, if I sing, God save. Got a lot I need to say, yeah, yeah. I done worked, I done prayed, trying to learn from my mistakes and show the world what I'm made of, yeah. I've been up, I've been down, I've been lost, I've been found. Lady trying to take it day by day.
Taking it day by
worth it, gon' be earning. I think I'm all down my way.
Listen. After years of navigating blindly, I need a binoculars to find my path. The wickedest game of hide and seek it seemed to be, but see, I'm telling you real shit that I've experienced. So my life's a roller coaster full of good and horrible periods. Now I'm off that, at least I think so. Move fast but think slow, not an average J-O-E, but definitely outthink most, my God. Who is like I? Nobody in fact. Take a walk with me. Lend your attention. We traveling back to when I was 17. Pulling hella skiing, couldn't find a conscience. And then I was 21, living hella dumb. Wasn't living too honest. Then 25, wasn't too live. Guess how high? Till 26, that year of celibacy was hell leaving me. And saying about the mix, I can't call it. Got bad reception? Quit ducking a message. Telling your peace of mind are two things that in fact should never be separate. So keep your eyes open, keeping them third eyes wide. You heard wise guys got love for Frank Sinatra. Had to find it my way.
From the cradle to the grave, if I sing, I sing. Got a lot I need to say, yeah, yeah. I done worked, I done prayed, trying to learn from my mistakes and show the world what I'm made of, yeah. I've been up, I've been down, I've been lost, I've been found. Lately trying to take it day by day. It's either win or you learn, shit that's worth it, gon' be earning. I think I might have found my way.
Never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh nah. Give it to me like it. Like you live in this. Every time I ride it, I be spinning it. Wearing all your clothes, and it's crazy how you fit in this. Baby, it's a different feeling than the internet of FaceTime. I heard all about you through the grapevine. I could be all that you need. I'll give you pussy and peace. I'll throw it back like a cheese. Cause I'm a real one. Girls like me just wanna feel something. Might fuck around and tell all my girls, but might make that dick an obsession. I just wanna pull love on you, babe. For you, babe. Girls like me ain't complicated. We just only want one thing. I mean it when I say.
I feel just like a Laker. I met her out in Philly, but I fucked her indicator. Said a nigga, he don't love her. That shit was like a layup. I seen her back in August, but you can't call me Jada. You see me pushing ass in Norton when the time's right. I'm short, but I hop off casket short like a prom night. I'ma put the city on my back if it's the rhyme. Please don't blame my music for the reasons they committing crimes. I be riding solo. I can keep 100 niggas with me. I never spear niggas, know my name isn't Britney. When the cops came, they put the heart away like it was Penny. I'm a walking fucking nigga like my name was fucking Jimmy. I ain't posting no pistols cause if I hop it, I use it. We don't confessing no crimes and we don't telling our music. Mickey Mouse in your videos, you niggas so goofy. I up and aim it, I cock it, I take your breath and I shoot it, nigga. Woo! These cabins ain't no motion, just take me where I get paid at. Mama always said it's where you leave, it's where you stay that. I've been going ever since, they ain't trying to find my way back. Floating in the E-class, but it feel just like a Maybach. Remember Monty got shot on the corner where we stayed at. Boy, I only stay fast, cleaning shit up like Ajax. Ain't never dropped a ball, cause niggas, we never play jack. They scared to come outside, just let them stay where they safe at. 53rd and money, the trenches where I got made at. Where they stay at. They still laying niggas down just like a wave cap. Slow down. I wanna crash so many times if I'm knowing what I know now. You don't see him with the fam or with the gang, he ain't my bro now. I'm still on papers in the county, a lot of places I can't go now. And if you fucking with the family, if you go down, why else?
Gotta get myself together before they see me. Wake up Trump on news, I have a nice cup of coffee. And me and Shaq and Fish about to repeat. It's the money mama with the Zen master if you need me. Whipping Paulus, baby mamas, dollars, commas, dollars, dollars. Out in Dallas, I seen Jacket Bennett, Hannas, Hannas, Hannas. Not a cap, really he was uptown chilling with his partners. I'm with gangsters, I'm with mobsters, I'm with robbers, I'm with monsters. And a Monica, the money mama, pennies and them hunters. When we pass this shit to smush, these niggas tripping, niggas funny. All these stripes that I had earned, if you could do it, then I done it. And the Monica, the money mama, pull up for them hunters, running, gunning, bitch. I do my thing. I'm on the block, I'm on the elbow, on the wing. I need a ring, I gotta get myself together before they see me. Party rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the city, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mama, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga's city, oh yeah. Gotta get myself together before they see me. Party rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the hood, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mama, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga's city, oh yeah. Burning rubber, gaining traction on these streets. Got me microdosing acid on these beats. And while my grandma watching Matlock, I was macking on these streets. I'm in Arlington on Pioneer and Matlock with a quarter bag of treats. Carolina bound, it ain't no fucking with me. Hit the metal bed, I scroll down 48 with Blizzard. Dick out on the glizzy, put the clip in niggas kidney. Blue notes in my left pocket, RIP Nipsey. Ain't gon' get it out the mud, got to get it out my way. Watch your step, I hate to have them niggas find out where you lay. Off the handle at the rim, hey, I finesse and I fillet. All season in the lab, next season dream shake. Money mamba is the moniker, she move it like a snake. Move it like a snake, move it like a snake. Practice reps in Lower Merion, I know I'm on the way. Know I'm on the way, know I'm on the way. Try to tell them like a... Gotta get myself together before they see me. Hardy rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the city, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah. Gotta get myself together before they see me. Hardy rings, they know I'm back to back, they know I repeat. And in the hood, there's not a stain when niggas see me. Money mamba, this my check-in, I'm in every nigga city, oh yeah.
Of the world, Craig. Shit, not just the city, the world.
What you see, she said, she ain't never had a nigga like me. It's only right that I take you to ecstasy. I trip to the promised land, just you and me, you and me. Look me in my eyes, tell me what you see, she said, she ain't never had a nigga like me. It's only right that I take you to ecstasy. A trip to the promised land, just you and me, you and me. It's about to get crappy, cause you saying you gotta have it. The way I'ma park them legs, it's gon' feel like magic, like poof, voila, open sesame. I've been throwing back pineapples, you gon' get the best of me. Cause you've been talking all big, but I've been talking heavy too. So let's put it to the test, who boosted who? 5'5 with brown eyes, legs for days, saying you'll fuck my life up in so many ways. I done heard that before, but that's how you feel tonight. Be wearing my lingerie and some heels, and it's on. Cause I want you so bad that it hurts. Plotting in my mind what I wanna do to you first. Like mount you on my wall, eat the pussy till you fat, or lay you down, give it a smack and kiss the dimple on your back. Oh, that's just why, so I know I make you hot, boo, so don't worry about nothing. Tonight, I got you. Look me in my eyes, tell me what you see, she said. She ain't never had a nigga like me. It's only right that I take you to ecstasy. I trip to the promised land, just you and me, you and me. Look me in my eyes, tell me what you see, she said. She ain't never had a nigga like me. It's only right that I take you to ecstasy. A trip to the promised land, just you and me, you and me. Hearing you right now, we can cancel Christmas. Can't keep this between us. When I'm speaking Kundalini, you moaning loud as hell. And I ain't even inside yet. The screen won't be the first one citation I get, so that the cops get called. Let my neighbors get mad. Tonight I'm
nigga to ecstasy. I trip to the promised land, just you and me, look me in my eyes, tell me what you see, she said, she ain't never had a nigga like me, it's only right that I take her to ecstasy. I trip to the promised land, just you and me, you and me.
Yeah, what it do? Your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. Mr. Stand up. You know, this radio show right here on Grind Heart Radio. Matter of fact, roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do, man. We're going to be on right after these messages.
Yeah.
All I know is pop champagne, great smoking OT.
I be smoking on the finest OT.
My name out your mouth cause you don't really know me.
Put some respect on my name when you say it.
Standing on my back in the third round, still watching the best.
Looking down on the city.
Standing in the same room with me, I feel a real nigga present.
Straight up.
Diamonds on the cuff, six figures coming next. Linen for vacation, silk shirts underneath the vest. I sit on the kicks, Burberry on my flesh. Nails peeling panties, whores counting paper. My skin's elite, t-shirts, custom table. It's the wall, so they calling me the time. I'm bullin' in the bay, and Billy all the time. I spit facts, run that, pimp that, fast track. Time zones, new homes, new coupe, shoes, crumb. Triple threats, Corvettes, Moet, private jets. All stands foreign lands, tax plan, I grandstand. Counting crypto in the limo, got three skylight for the windows. Nightlife, high ties, threesomes, more come. New phone, who's this? New host, new tricks, new goals, big shit. New dope, same shit.
All I know is pop champagne, great smoking OT.
I be smoking on the finest OT.
My name out your mouth cause you don't really know me.
Put some respect on my name when you say it.
Standing on my back in the third round, still watching the best.
Looking down on the city.
Standing in the same room, I'm more real. Feel the real nigga present.
Straight up.
Dope ass music. It's your boy Smooth the Dude in this thing. Let go. Dark cash stacker, heavy hauling, trailer tractor, pass actor, slash jacker, and a yellow bone snatcher. Smoothie dude, black and brown, B and G, the same thing. Used to slay Mary Jane, I rearranged my whole game. Civil criminal, wild standing on principles. Motives of untypical, human, smooth individuals. My game plentiful, wild stacking residuals. The mogul trying to take the whole team to their pinnacle. Smoking expensive sweets and expensive sweets. Drink a bottle of Ciroc every day of the week. Ocean views, we gon' post the moves. International requests, they be loving the dude. I'm the type to catch a broad and give her back when I'm done. Really all about my paper fucking hoes for the fun. Dope on the B plus razor, we got one. Shit, it lead another level, this is upper echelon.
All I know is pop champagne, great smoking OT.
I be smoking on the finest OT.
Standing on my back in the third round, still watching the best.
Looking down on the city.
Standing in the same room with me, I feel the real nigga present.
Straight up.
Yo, you know what it is. Dope ass music. Hey man, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not gonna parade you. I'm not gonna berate you. I'm no Diddy, right? We're just going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite co-host. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's chilling. He's lamping. You're in Dallas. Just relaxing. Going to games. Shopping. Sipping on Jameson. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude.
I don't even buy them at there.
Goddamn old people.
Fam. Fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm muted.
You're currently unmuted.
What did it do, my boy? It's Monday, man.
It is Monday.
We got a lot to talk about, man. The Chicago team cheating. Man, fuck it. We're going to get right into it, man. After Chris, come on, man. I'm watching the WNBA draft. They cheating, bro. I don't know. I think they trying to split it up for ratings, though, because two of the top chicks went to Indiana over there, and then Chicago got two good chicks, and then I'm finna look it back up. I'm finna tell you who got who. But I think they cheating to get the ratings up, which is a good thing for the WNBA, though. So I ain't hating, but they cheating, though. But go ahead.
Yeah, they definitely. And we're going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite vertically challenged Dominican Negro that don't speak no Spanish out of the state of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Blue Crush himself, Crush Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the cool, chiller, shadowy gorilla. Crush the catalyst. You're going to see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm saying anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. You're aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with no filter. Shit about to get real up. What up, niggas? Me and this bitch. Like a fetus.
I look. I see I'm not going to be able to say the name of this album. I'm going to have to wait till the next album so I can pronounce it.
No, you won't. I'm going to make the next one blue title, too, just to torture you.
Oh, so disrespectful.
See what I'm talking about, Smooth? Y'all niggas is just disrespectful.
Talking about maybe Blue Curse or Blue Sky.
Blue. Blue.
Or just Blue.
Blue you.
Blue you. Blue you. Blue you.
We ain't gonna have a listening party on the show, fam. We ain't gonna do the listening party if it's called Blue You.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm trying to ask Dope, because Dope gonna hate.
Definitely gonna hate. Definitely gonna hate. You only get one blue in your lifetime, that's it. I gave Question Blue Flame. You over here with Blue Crush. That's it, man. I'm all out of blues.
Damn.
I don't even play the blues. I don't even play the blues.
You play rhythm and blues.
Yeah, because say my R&B album would be smooth R&B? So, I mean, you ain't I guess you're not going to say blues. You're going to say beat for short.
Nah.
So I get how you going to get over
here. Yeah, rhythm and blues, it's instead of R&B, it's for red and black.
That is sour.
Bro, you fucking trash, but you my trash, though, so it's all good.
That ain't right, good. Don't worry.
We might as well go ahead and get the WNBA out the way.
So, you know, Camilla, she went to Chicago the third pick. Then the chick from LSU went to seventh pick, Angela Reese, but they both to Chicago. Like, how many even teams is it?
Then
they got Brian Mack. Ah, that's why. Okay, it's only 18.
Yeah.
It's only 8? I thought it was like 16.
I thought it was more than 8, too, though. Okay, so that's why. Okay. They on the 13th pick. They got Angela Reese.
Hey, Google, how many WNBA teams are there?
Sorry, I don't understand. But I found something.
Gentlemen.
Do you want to know how many teams are in the WNBA 2024?
Yes.
On the website ESPN.com, they say, with women's basketball booming in popularity, players and fans alike have called for expansion, as the WNBA's current footprint of 12 teams, each with 12 roster spots, means the league can accommodate a maximum of 144 players.
Damn, that's it, 144, bro.
Hey, look, though, so how many rounds do they have? Like, I don't know. It's crazy. I think I need to do a little bit more research on this.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know they didn't have a
– so,
huh? Yeah. So it's not like the NBA where they got 30 teams, right? So if you only got 12 teams, you can actually get two you can actually get a whole bunch of good players. There's only one going forward.
Yeah. Because, like, no, I'm looking at it now. Chicago got two people from the South Carolina team, plus they got Angel Reese. It's like Chicago going to be hard. I mean, I don't know if they was hard already, but that's like a cheat code. They got the little tall Mexican chick that didn't speak English. They came over here when she was 15, Camilla something, and they got Angela Reese, or however you pronounce her name. But now Indiana got Caitlin, and then they got Camilla Cardo.
You already should have known that they were going to get that white-ass state. You already should have known they was going to get Caitlin. And then also, guess who else they got? They got Reggie Miller. So now you already know, man. You already know.
Yeah, that's crazy. But see, this is what I'm saying. Chicago got, like, they got the number 3 pick, the number 7 pick, and the number 14 pick. That's what I'm saying. Chicago cheating. Or they had the
number 14. Nah, they probably traded for them pick.
Had to, bro, because how'd you get the number 3, 7, and 14 pick?
They traded for them picks. They got Candace Parker too. That's how the Chicago Sky. That's how they got Candace Parker.
Yeah, Angel Reese went 7. The other chick, what's her name? I'm looking at this little things now. Angel Reese, Camilla, she went 3rd. And then the other chick went 14th. All to Chicago though, to the same team.
Yes, but that's how. Remember, that's how Vegas. Vegas did like that, bruh. They got 3. They got stacked. Nigga. And healing. That's why they
Vegas
ran through the Vegas
the
Aces. No, the Las Vegas Aces, the female team. That's how they ran through. They had 2 starters down, and they still beat the New York Liberty. Man, shout out to chicks balling, man. I like seeing chicks talk trash. Because, like, any chick that I ever played against, if the chick didn't talk trash, I didn't think she was a real baller. Because chicks, they do 2 things, talk trash and foul the shit out of you. That's what chicks do.
Okay, but Dallas Wings got this white chick I ain't never heard of as the 5th pick. So why did they skip over Angel Reese is what I'm saying, bro. Some of it's politics in the chick.
Yeah, man. You know, Angel Reese is a known name though, so they might want to be quiet though. Do you see what I'm saying? They might just want to be quiet. They don't.
Yeah,
but want, no, all,
like, why does she go 7? Like, why did Dallas skip for this J.C. Sheldon? I don't even know. This is shit. I don't get it, bro.
It's just like when they picked Darko Milkovich over Carmelo Anthony, right? You're like, why would you pick that? You know what I mean? Sometimes these motherfuckers just don't know what they're doing, Smooth.
You know Darko, I remember that for the Pistons. You know, they won that championship that next year. He got a ring before Kobe, before LeBron and Carmelo still ain't got one.
Facts.
Detroit won a ring that same year he drafted. A lot of people don't remember that or know that.
Yeah. He didn't do shit, though, but, you know, he won that ring.
I never said that he was a kicker, a hooper. He contributed any, but he did get that ring.
Hey, you know what we haven't done this year? We haven't done the bitch draft. We have not done the bitch draft this year.
I was just asking about that last week. I'm like, why didn't we do the draft this year? I mean, Madness.
We did not do the March Madness or the bitch draft this year, bro.
We got
all right, next week it's up. And we need we need to call? Since she made that post, we need to call Nita Boo and see if she got time for the show so she could be a part of it.
Didn't
I tag you in it too, first? Didn't you get tagged in it too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was the builder chick.
Yeah, that was the Build a Chick one. Bro, this is the bitch draft. I forget. I don't think we ever Matter of fact, where is Mel? First of all, there's no Mel. There's no Lynn, man. There's no Clint, man. But it's cool, though. Next Monday, the squad, the home team, the team that's been here for the past 4 years, we're going to do the Build-A-Bitch. Not Build-A-Bitch. The Bitch Draft. It's going down.
Can we find a better name for it?
No. Wait. Let me hear you out first.
I don't know. We got to workshop it, but because Bitch Draft sounds so horrible.
It's been horrible for the past 4 years, Chris.
I've been saying it forever.
All right. Well, if you think of a better name, Chris, let us know. If you think of a better name.
Okay.
All right, so we're not gonna talk about none of the.
Y'all know I hate that word when it's not the turn to a bitch ass nigga.
Or you talking no bitch place? I get it.
Yeah, wait a second. That's actually not a good point. That's not a good point right there.
What? I only really use bitch when I'm talking about a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Chris for he no longer uses bitch in rapping. Me, I'm definitely gonna call a bitch a bitch.
Yeah, you always calling them bitches.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with my mother not being there.
I beg to differ, but I'm gonna stall you out.
All right. So shout out to Smoothie Dude. Smoothie Dude now has the dog in the fight. He's Team Rick Ross. I'm Team Kendrick. Chris is Team Drake.
No, the fuck I'm not. Why do you think that?
And Chris Team Cole. No. Yeah, Chris.
I'm Team Kendrick.
Well, wait then, Chris. Whose side you on then, fam? Or you just a
Kendrick?
I don't know if we want you over here on Team Kendrick, Chris. I mean, you're an East Coast nigga.
Damn.
Anytime, it's always the West against everybody else. I don't know, man. Did we lose you, Chris?
First of all, you really think I'm going to I'm going to side with that soft ass this.
You can always side with Meek Mill.
Anyway.
Hey, what's up, Nas?
Meek ain't even side with himself right
now. What's happening? Listen, I guess I'm going to have to be Team Drake. He got busy on them niggas. I ain't going to lie to you.
Wow.
Did he, though?
He got busy on them niggas.
I ain't going to lie. He did a good overall, like, to me, you got to know the history, like, to understand what Drake was talking about.
It sounds like a more insider thing. Right? Like, if you know, you know. Like, a lot of us don't fucking know.
Outside of that, right, we got to talk about, because what Drake do, his shit be memorable, right? The nigga Metro, he's never going to live down. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. He's never going to.
That was the only bar that I was like, ooh.
Niggas never gonna let him live that shit down, bro. And that's that be the killer. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
is that your
tour? Or
your girl's tour?
I don't remember
tour?
Nothing Kendrick said in his shit.
Oh no, I definitely remember.
You saying all the dogs? Yeah, no, I remember Kendrick.
We knew
who he was talking about.
And I'm so glad Kendrick did what I wanted him to do. He flamed up Cole. Like, you a bitch-ass nigga for apologizing to me. I didn't even say nothing to you. You apologized to me.
But that's Kendrick's joint. That's not no real. That's not his joint, is it?
That's not Kendrick.
Yeah, that's not real.
All I'm saying is, though, I understand where J. Cole's coming from, right? So in the sport of hip hop,
No, you can't. As an MC, you cannot say you agree with that shit.
Let me tell you some G shit. When we first talked about it, I was grinding J. Cole the fuck up. But what I realized, right, because J. Cole don't really have an issue with niggas, he decided he knew what was happening and said, I'm going to get out of this. He don't really have a problem with niggas the way niggas got a problem. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, I understand what y'all saying, but we know the line. We know everybody got legit reasons why they don't fucking like Drake. But when it came to Cole versus Kendrick, we knew that was just literally rap.
Yeah, but and you cannot pop shit.
So many years talking about, oh, I wish a nigga would pop off and everything. I will slaughter any of these niggas. None of y'all can tag
me.
For a fucking decade, and then say, you know what? I'm good. It's not on my spirit.
He wasn't wrong for doing what he did. If you ask me
tag
that.
Tag me in.
You can't pop all that shit, and then when it's finally time to show off, you're like, oh, it's not on my sphere.
It's not about rap no more, though. It's not about rap no more. These niggas got to live.
Between Cole and Kendrick, it was. We knew all the lines of this battle. We knew the lines. We knew all the lines that directed the Drake, and it's fine. We understand that. But when it came to Cole and Kendrick, we knew it was strictly for rap.
Who's sorting all that out, though? That's what I'm saying. Who's going to fucking sort
everybody
all that?
Did.
No. Hey. Nobody's sorting hey. Through that when niggas is going hey. Through
Nobody.
It. Niggas start going through hey. It. All niggas going to assume is that J. Cole is on Drake's side, and now everybody's going to have smoke with him behind Drake.
Hi. My name is Question, and I want to be tagged in.
Lord. Team Jermaine in the building. Actually,
first of all, I'm Team Question, first and fucking foremost. All right, it's Question. don't get it confused. All right, it's big little homie, in the building, fresh charisma, switch from the fade to the braids. It's him. Hemi Neutron. Don't ever forget that. I do agree. Cole knew it was finna be some real smoke, right?
Exactly.
Just like I say, Cole don't have no real issues with nobody, and he knew what was about to happen. So, yes, the apology was warranted because he knew that it was finna be some real, like niggas might fight over this in real life type shit.
Exactly.
I don't need to be a part of that.
So you apologizing? You apologizing?
Yes, he's apologizing because.
Are you apologizing? Say you're in co-position.
No.
You apologizing?
If I know it's going to be some real smoke and niggas can get shot over this, yes.
It ain't got shit to do with me, bro. Especially if it's a nigga that you're bugging.
Hold on, wait. You're saying I'm bugging because I know some niggas could die over this shit? And I don't want to be a part of it.
Nobody being shot over Cole and Kendrick.
No, listen. You're talking and not listening. Hear me out.
Nobody being shot over Drake and Kendrick.
Listen.
You got to listen, bro. You got to listen to what he's saying.
Because you're not listening. You're talking.
Who's being fucking striped over that?
You are talking and not listening. Drake and Rick Ross got real beef.
Mm-hmm.
Real beef. Not no
mm-hmm.
Drake and Pluto have real beef.
Mm-hmm.
Real beef. I ain't talking about the me and dope ass music beef. I'm talking about real legit. I don't fuck with you type shit. So Cole understands this. Cole did the exact right thing. My bad, my boy. My bad, dog. Big dog. Because the Kendrick part ain't got shit to do with none of it. You just talking about rap. This nigga know it is going to be real repercussions behind
it's
all
be
this
deeper
shit.
Than rap. And that's the thing, right? Because at the end of the day, you assuming like, oh yeah, because you know everybody know they rapping, everybody know they rapping, but amongst them just rapping, you think niggas is going to distinguish them rapping from the real issue that niggas is having with Drake? No, niggas ain't going to distinguish that. So it's like, you know what, damn, this shit
the
about
real,
to get out of
the
control.
The real issue is about bitches. So if you ready to go to war over bitches, y'all don't get no fucking strike.
Let me tell you something real quick, right?
Sir.
This is my brother and my father told me, right? He said, fucking, right, 8 out of 10 niggas sitting in jail right now is over some bitches. So, yes, niggas.
I know, and they don't get no strike. And they don't get no strike.
They got jailhouse strikes.
They got strikes.
Because this is the thing, right? Let me end that conversation right here, right?
And if you ready to go to war over somebody else's bitch, that's even more dumb.
Listen to me, the nigga that killed Nipsey got 0 strikes. Nipsey is still gone, so all that don't matter. That don't mean shit. Niggas will still kill you.
Hey, there's peace. There's peace.
Hey, that was a damn good point right there. Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Nah, that was an actually good ass point. That nigga Nipsey dead. That nigga, they beating the shit out of him right now in L.A. County. They beating the shit out of him. Nipsey still gone.
Exactly.
No victory.
And that shit
dude.
Don't matter because it won't bring bro back.
So again.
So yeah.
These gentlemen have real beef with Drake. Chubb's got niggas missing in real life. If you listen,
J. Cole still trying to live his life. He's still trying to live. He just didn't want to play basketball and fucking feed the homeless and ride his bike and be a wife, have a wife and kids and shit like that. He's not moving the same way Drake is moving. So, no, he don't want to involve himself in Drake beef.
Now, the Kendrick Drake robbery, that is rap competition. That is rap.
But it can't go left.
If you listen to them bars, I'm talking about deeper than rap right now. If you listen to Drake's bars, Drake, what he did exactly what he did to Meek Mill. He did it over a club beat so they can put that bitch on repeat. Mm-hmm. He did that shit in some intricate fly shit. Because his tonality was the same exact tonality as J. Cole. However, he gets the green light because he Drake. He motherfucking Canadian. He tapped in with Jay Prince. He got real, like Cole don't move like that. Cole just know he is a hell of a rapper. Cole can rap. We know that. Like, you heard Pa. You heard Pa just like everybody else heard Pa. Them niggas was rapping. Drake don't do that shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is gonna club hit you like he's doing right now.
Outside
and
of
all of those bars, 90% of those bars were for Future. The other piece of the bars was for Rick Ross.
Y'all don't hear me or something?
Kendrick a couple shots.
Ross, King Ross in the building. Yeah. Last team.
Team Ross is in the building.
Team Ross in the building, man. Y'all shouldn't have fucked with my boy, man. I don't give a fuck about whatever. You did that bullshit to fucking his boy, and you know him and Frenchie riding. Goddamn me. Hey, nigga, Rick don't speak up. Rose! Yeah, man.
Hey, there's no white boy.
This shit is not about lyricism.
And you
this
can
is
tell
about pure clowning.
And you He bringing them pictures out. That nigga had that nose, y'all. You see, he ain't said nothing. He coming for Ross, though. I believe it. But that shit gonna be cute. That shit gonna be fun. Hey,
you know
man.
How Ross get, and Ross is petty. Ross is
yeah,
petty
that's what I'm
drunk.
Saying.
Yeah, because he been petty with 50 for the past 10 years, so we know he could be petty because 50 petty.
So, yeah, this you looking at it from a whole different angle. You looking at it from competition. This shit is not competition no more, boy. This shit is motherfucking.
When it came to Cole and Kendrick, it was competition. That's what I'm saying. Balance out off of that.
No, hey, nigga, he's not bowing out off of that.
Now, hold on, Chris. Listen. Hold on, Chris.
Chris,
this is the thing, though. You on some what if shit. Cole ain't even in it no more, so I ain't even speak out. Like,
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole apology that Kendrick was goofy.
I'm going to stand on that.
Listen, that was goofy. You mean wishing nobody was saying the name for 15 years? Now that somebody finally addresses you, that's my nigga, and I'm not going to do that. It's not on my spirit.
Crush, listen, I agree with you. To me, that was some lame-ass shit, bro. I've never been a J. Cole fan, but that right there made me like not even like the nigga even more. To me, that was some lame shit. I'm not going to lie.
Look, think about it like this, right?
Hold on now. But me and Dope had this conversation, though. And I think he was smart for this. And I think this was Nine Quest and Dope trying to say. Like, I said this on Grind Hard, too. Like, them Cali politics different, bro, than Delaware politics or even Arkansas politics. So that nigga J. Cole could go do a show in Cali and some nigga is mad, like not even worried about it, like, and do something to Cole, bro. Like, so
exactly.
I'm thinking he's thinking bigger than that, bro, because them Cali politics is different from, say, Houston or, say, Delaware or New York or where you from now, Philly or Arkansas, really? Memphis. Like, them niggas a ride, like how they did with Biggie, like, you know what I'm saying? Or the E-40 with what was that when Biggie was there at E-40? They called E-40 and they was like they called E-40.
And E-40 said he ain't even lined up.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. So them Cali politics totally different. So I think Cole sat outside the box and like, bro, I just want cut Cole on some. I'm just trying to rap shit, thug. Like, I don't want no smoke like that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, those other instances you said. We knew it was a legitimate beef. We all, everybody knows that Kendrick and Cole is not, it's just rap.
It's different.
No, not in Cali.
That don't matter to a diehard LA nigga.
So you telling me in Cali, Kendrick and Cole, and niggas was going to ride on Cole for Kendrick.
They might have.
Even though they were just going bar for bar. It was no real animosity towards it. 100%.
Niggas in Cali.
How dumb is that fucking
set?
Bro, hold on.
It'd be dumb if somebody do it, but they would. Niggas do dumb shit every day, bro.
Crud, listen, bro. You ain't listening to yourself, bro. This has been in history, though, bro. E-40 told you about this shit about Biggie. Like, no, right. This shit will happen. This is in that.
Yeah, because 90s. that was legitimate beef.
Biggie just said he didn't listen
just,
to E-40.
That was just competition. Like, they really had animosity.
No, they didn't,
this
bro.
Was just
they didn't
bars.
Even know each other.
It's different.
They didn't even
it's
know each other,
bro.
Bro.
It's different.
He said something.
Yeah,
but he don't
but, listen
to
E-40. But they was riding for it. They was riding with Pop because Pac and B had
no, they was riding for E-40.
Man, we ride for anybody.
Listen.
If you West
no,
Coast,
listen.
We ride for
Dope, Crush. You don't know. They said Puffy or somebody said something about E-40, bro. That ain't got nothing to do with the East Coast, West Coast, bro. It was something said about E-40. I think Diddy said it, or Big, one of them niggas said, somebody in the camp, Lil C's, and then them niggas booked them to come out there, bro, and surrounded them niggas with guns and call E-40 and be like, hey, we got them. And E-40 was like, hold them there. And E-40, they squashed it, and E-40 got them niggas up out of the city, bro. And they never did come back till when Biggie died, bro.
Fact. I mean, it's just trying. It's not necessarily. Don't have to be certain beef. Like Drake's in there saying, I move around your city better than you. Well, it costs Drake $50,000 a day to move around L.A. It don't cost Kendrick nothing to move around L.A.
And you
listen, it's not gonna cost Drake 50 because he also is tied in with the game.
Mob ties ain't running Cali, bro. That's why he moved to Houston, my nigga. Whoever get through with that, Mob ties ain't running L.A. That's why Wack 100 staying over there, bro. And he ain't coming to Houston. But he talking about Jay Prince, bro. Nah, them politics different, my nigga. Real talk.
Are you telling me? You're telling me that if Drake is interconnected with the gang, which is interconnected with Wack 100, he paying 50 bands a day to walk through? That's what you're telling me?
He paying something.
Sir, I got Wack 100 number personally. I'm telling you, if Drake is tied in with Wack and gang, one of the niggas who
he's not tied
navigate
in,
through.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. When he was shooting that 100 video,
ain't nobody moving through L.A. for free. Ain't no other way around it. Nobody moving through there for free. And the fact is like, even like just if you just a regular nigga, which is, I ain't gonna lie to you, this is a whole nother topic. I think that's the goofiest shit in the world. That's the most destructive shit we do to each other because celebrities ain't gotta pay that tab. But anyway. Ain't nobody moving through LA for free, but you can't move in certain places in Philly for free. You get what I'm saying? Like you gotta be connected with somebody somewhere.
The Shy, Memphis, New York, it's like that. Florida, nigga, it's like that everywhere. Houston, you can't.
But the difference between a place like Chicago and a place like Philly compared to LA and like Houston or New York. You're not going too many places in Chicago and Philly. You get what I'm saying? You going to your venue. You probably hit a club. You're not going to be in the hood unless you stopping at a little spot to grab a cheesesteak or something. You're not moving around these hoods.
Unless you plugged in, bro.
Unless you come in there for a specific reason, and then you're not going to be by yourself. You're going to have niggas with you.
Niggas got to holler at Jay Prince or Slim Thug or goddamn me, you know what I'm saying, Lil Kiki or you know what I'm saying? Folks got to holler at some of these folks, though, for real, in the A-town, though. I know them for
gotta
a fact.
Got to tap in. We do it when we go to another city, right? If I go to Little Rock, I'm not leaving Smooth or I'm not leaving Quest. I'm not just going to be running around Little Rock by myself. Nigga, I'm going with
like,
Smooth. Smooth comes to the Bay. He rolling with me. Like, all right, dope, where we going? Like, he ain't just going to be like, I'm just going to wander off.
That shit right there, though, is the crab in the barrel syndrome and on a national scale, though. Like,
this shit is so fucking,
like,
I'm not disagreeing
disgusting.
With you on that, though, nah. It is. It's fucked up. Yeah, I say, I'm not
that
disagreeing with you.
Disgusting, bro.
It's
like I ain't gonna lie to you. Like that's one thing about our culture that bothered me a lot. Cause it's like, damn, them white celebrities can just move and be happy, and their money don't have to go to funding the fucking negative activities that go on in our community. But we gotta fucking pay if we go into another hood and showing the other hood how we made it out. You can make it out. We will die for that. You get what I'm saying? We can die for that. Them fucking white celebrities, they come opening up rec centers and everything else to be cool. Only person they paying is they private security. It'd be one nigga with a 22.
Hey, that is some crazy shit though. Just think about it. Like,
yeah, it is.
We're the only people where we go somewhere and we got security
like
from our own people.
Them Mexicans, if there's a Mexican celebrity, they're protected without payment. They go through them hoods and they're protected without payment.
I ain't gonna say all that without payment. I ain't gonna say that.
You think motherfuckers is taxing them Latin fucking
them
Latin
kings and all that shit.
They probably taxing the rappers.
MS-13, them niggas.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that for sure.
It's the same shit, bro, with them Mexicans, bro. And even in Houston, it's like that, bro.
And that's why we at the fucking back of the line, bro.
Hey, but
it might not be
like
that up in Philly. It might not be like that in Philly.
It's definitely like that in Philly.
You come to Houston, go to Quest, go to Far, and think you just finna run around that bitch, and you.
I know for a fact. Look, I go to my destination, my little destination. I'm out the way. I don't even go out.
It's kind of different, but I do agree with you. Nah, that shit is sad. I get your point in that. Though, nah, that shit fucked up. We can't just move around in politics without some type of... Yeah, it's fucked up.
We got to fund the activity that's killing the fucking kids in our community.
Like when the baby was in Atlanta, the motherfucker say who signed your permission slip, like that, all that shit. You remember we went viral for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
This shit crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. They be letting anybody have. Hey, so I also watched. Look, bro. So I watched The Dark Side of Television, the one about the Dan Snyder with Nickelodeon, and then also the fucking Subway dude, bro. Like, here's me as a parent.
What'd Jared do, man?
Oh, Jerry was over there wrangling everybody.
He's a fucking pervert.
Tell me more though.
I know the whole shit. I've read the whole shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. The nigga, basically, right? He started a foundation, and he would go around from school to school, all around the country, talking in Subway shit. Like, yeah, I lost this amount of pounds and this that, and the third. But mind you, him and his man that's running the foundation, they fucking touching kids. So the one of the ladies that he was fucking with while he was doing this, he get to telling her, they got him all on the phone telling her about how he be trying to fuck kids. The nigga Jared, wow, yo.
But I just like, as a parent, I don't know, like, I couldn't, even when we were younger, right? Down to my dad. My dad wouldn't just let me go to somebody's house, right? Like, he would have to see the kid about 4, 5, 6 times, and then he would have to, like, meet their parents and stuff. And I'm definitely not spending the night. I didn't have my first sleepover until I was in junior high. And you know, we over here playing Mega Man, you know, at his mom's house. You know, all night. Shout out to my man. That was the first time I had my little sleepover. I was fucking 14. First time I had a sleepover. Like, I don't understand these parents, how they just be letting their kids. Yeah, my first sleepover was at 14. Where my parents weren't there. Where my dad wasn't there. Or I wasn't at his house. I'm not talking about 14. Hey, nigga, what you talking about? Hold on, man. Don't act like you didn't get 6 or 7 dudes. The parents would order pizza. We would go to Blockbuster, rent 5 or 6 games, to stay up all night, bruh. We was lit.
I was at house parties at 14. That was the sleepover.
I ain't gonna lie to you. By the time 14 came around, I ain't having no sleepovers. We outside with them hoes at.
We outside.
Where them hoes
at?
That's
because I was fours. I was too innocent. I was too innocent at 14.
Where the holes at, man? That's all we talking.
I was outside. What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all was whores, man. East Coast whores, man. I was real about that.
I've been outside since 95.
I'm bullshitting, though. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. When I was 14, I was still in juvie, bro. I had shit popping. I was in juvie. I came home from juvie. I was 15. I ain't started hitting nothing until I was 16. So I was doing
yo,
I ain't
yo,
no,
dope. Yo,
I ain't
dope.
No
Lincoln Tabarin.
They beat in. Lincoln. They beat in, man. I just clicked people in because we was over here discussing.
Hello.
What's happening, Lynn?
Hey.
Man, nice to listen to y'all argue.
We ain't never argue. It's always a heated debate. Like, we ain't never arguing,
yeah,
though.
Strong opinion. We got Mel in the building. Shout out to Mel. Hey, Mel, look. Mel been thirst trapping on Instagram, man. Mel, I'm going to just bet it out, man. You've been thirst trapping on Instagram.
Excuse me, sir? A hello would be more appropriate.
I did say hello. I did say hello first before I said you be out there thirst trapping on the, hey, the angle, though. No. I'm not talking about thirst trapping with naked. I'm talking about when you tilt your head to, like, at the 37-degree angle and you do your eyes like this, that's still thirst trapping. I don't think so.
I think that's just how I look on a regular basis. Sorry to tell you.
This is how I look. Hey, man, we're in the building, man. We got Lynn. We got Mel in the building. We got the fellas. Next Monday, for everybody that wasn't on the show, we are – Crush said he's got to find a new name for the bitch bracket. Now, if y'all don't know what that is, it's sort of like March Madness, but what we do is we take our baddest females, we pick our five baddest females, and we put them up against the other guy's baddest females. And so the baddest female wins, and whoever wins, you know, gets bragging rights for the year. So shout out to that. Now, if the females, if y'all want to have one too, y'all can. Y'all just have to have more than two females. I'm just saying, y'all got to have at least four females. So if y'all want to bring some females and have your own little bracket, I do not discriminate. I am not a hater like that. Y'all can go ahead. Y'all can have.
You are, though, but I guess.
You are.
Not to the females, though. I'm not a hater to the females. Not to the females.
Well, Mel, we'll discuss it. We'll see what happens. Right, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I don't never hate on Nah. I don't never hate on Crush. I don't never hate on my
wait, so who's the top four? Like, how does that go? Who moves up? Like, what kind of girls move up? Like, what? How does that go? Like, we all vote? Is that how it goes?
Everybody votes. Everybody votes.
I didn't get to pick no girls for the thing.
Say what?
I don't even get no selects. What the hell is going on?
I'm just saying you can pick anyone. Like one year Christmas. No. We're not doing no IG models. These gotta be.
Shut up. Because last one was damn near all IG models on your side.
No.
All you did was put your booty check. With no talent, they were just pretty.
But they were actresses, though. They weren't Instagram models. They were actresses.
They were just...
Wait, in OS?
Yeah, actors.
Or
okay.
Porn? Or porn? Like what?
If we pick an actress, like,
I'm picking Regina Hall. I've been in love with her for a long time, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I had Regina last year. I don't know.
That's why you was out the first round. That's why I knocked you out.
She's my only celebrity crush.
Because I put Paula Patton up against you. What? I put Paula Patton versus Regina. What happened? You got a body there, my nigga.
What? Paula Patton? Yeah, because you had biased judges. All y'all looked at was the pretty factor. Y'all didn't give a fuck about talent. Y'all didn't give a fuck about, like, anything else.
Who cares about talent?
First of all, Regina Hall is gorgeous.
Exactly.
I'm not gorgeous.
But and she's
but you're gonna
and
get
she's also funny. She's also a boss. Like,
but
first of all, like I said, she's not beating Paula Patton in Mission Impossible 2. It's not happening.
Okay, besides a pretty face, what else is Paula Patton?
Let's be real. Wait until next Monday.
We're having the show next Monday. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
If we're doing
that, Regina Hall got to be in the running.
you can put whoever you want in your five. You can put whoever you want in your five now. Smooth going to have a rack of yellow bones. Shout out to Smooth. Smooth going to have a rack of yellow bones. Quest is going to go all over the globe. He's going to go to Belize, South Africa.
And that's on God. And that's
my
on God himself, on Allah. And that's on Allah.
Praise Allah.
My whole list
all praise to the Most High.
Tell y'all that.
Yeah, all praise to the Most High.
Dark brown skin, probably a couple little chocolate
Chris
mixes sprinkled in there.
Chris going to pick all WNBA players. Chris going to pick all WNBA players.
Look, and he going to start out with Angela
Yo,
Reeves.
I'm punching you in a month. I'm punching you in a month. I'm counting the days.
Wow. Oh, man. Violence. See the violence, man? The violence.
It's very aggressive in you.
No, because this is
the
a long time.
It's a lot of passion.
I've been wanting to hit him for so long.
Christ, you can't jump up.
You're going to jail.
You can't jump up.
Look, you're going to jail.
She said you're going to jail.
If I knock out dope in the process, it might be worth it.
I'm calling the cops.
I'm asking and be like, Monet, you're going to have to take your Uncle Crush's phone, your number out your phone. He hit me. You're going to go from Uncle Crush just to...
Monet will probably call me and say, you know what, Uncle Crush, I understand.
Hell no. Hey, man, shout out to my daughter for nesting me to stay home from school today. So let me tell you what happened. So she come in there last night, and she's like, with the tissue in her nose, right? Face looked like she's just been rubbing it for like 6 hours. She's like, Dad, do I really got to go to school tomorrow? I was like, yep. But then when I, this is how I know I'm getting soft in my old age. I woke up and I looked at her. She was sleeping all energetically and snoring because her nose was clogged up. I felt her head. Her head was warm. I was like, I'm going to let you stay home. Our parents weren't doing that shit. Well, my dad wasn't doing that shit. I don't know about y'all parents. My dad was like, if I got to go to work, you got to go to school.
That's right.
Man, my daughter's finesse at least a day off every month out of me.
It's called a mental health day.
Get mental health days and we don't get them motherfuckers.
I don't know what to tell you. I need my mental health.
Then they just be home asking for shit all day. I thought you were sick.
Man.
Go be sick, yo.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
Give my son a day off.
When they're supposed to be sick for something, like, wow, you looking real happy while you're over there playing your laptop and your Minecraft. I thought you was sick.
Right. They be getting us. My son got me the other day. Yeah.
Listen, it'd be so crazy how right around 2-3 o'clock, now they feel better automatically. Now they want to come downstairs and everything.
Yeah, school sick. It's school. That's what my mom called it. She called it school sick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, these kids are crazy.
Whatever that L is,
I had to get my daughter
11 as soon as I walked through the door.
I had to tell my daughter. Look, you got 4 days out of the year. I'm going to give you 4. You can't have no more. Yeah, I'm going to give you 4 days out of the year. That's all you get to say you sick and want to stay home. She already
Damn. Hey, Nas a nice-ass dad, man. Nas a nice-ass dad.
Listen, man, I be trying to be accommodated. I know me, I used to hate going to fucking school. And her grades are so good, so it's like, all right, you could miss a couple days, you be all right. But still, it's like, you know what I mean? Once you use them days up, you'll be in that school with the flu before you stay home.
Hey, bro, these schools is hoes, though, sometimes. And let me tell you. So if I took my daughter to go get her I had to get her the booster shot, right? Because the state of Texas required her to have some type of the hepatitis A shot, but you got to get a booster. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I go down to CVS. You know, I get her the shot. I take her to school. The school says the piece of paper that I got from CVS from the practitioner that gave her the shot was not a doctor's note. I'm like, why the fuck would I need a doctor's note if I have a receipt from CVS that says that she got a hepatitis A shot? That's why she was in school for 2 days. Well, if she misses a certain amount of days, she can't participate in certain activities like school dances or stuff like that. I'm like, bruh, I'm the parent. If I say she was sick, that's not good enough. I have to have a doctor's note.
Listen, man.
These schools are some,
at the end
schools
of the day,
hoes, bro.
These schools, they don't give a damn for real. It's really about, I don't know what these fucking schools are.
Because they missed out on that money.
Government funding, that's what
money.
It's about.
Yeah, I've been saying, since we on the topic, when I found out that they give money for the kids, nigga, I was distraught. Like, you bitches been owing us. You motherfuckers,
yeah.
You.
Yeah. I really thought you cared about me.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I done seen some things with these schools, bro. Like, they prey on, like, single mothers and stuff, and they be trying to put these kids in, like, they be trying to get these kids, like, what's called an IEP and shit like that, like, so they can, like, get extra funded for them. I'm telling you, bro, you got to keep your eye on these fucking, on these schools, yo. They bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Tell you that your kid's slow, and really, in reality, he's
slow.
Is
that bullshit like that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, dog, like, and if you don't advocate for your kid, that shit is like a pipeline to jail, yo. I swear to God. Like,
it already is a pipeline to jail.
Yeah, that's what the schools are. And another thing I learned, right, say a kid go to school and they, like, having problems or whatever. Nowadays, they teach the teachers to completely ignore. Ignore them and just go on about your lesson. Don't even try to teach them. Now, the kid could be going through anything at home. They could be not eating, but it's not the teacher's job to even figure out what's going on with them. They're going to straight ignore, go on with their lesson. Telling you, man, you got to speak up for your kids, man, because ain't nobody else going to do it.
Smoo got something to say. All right, go ahead, Smoo. What you got?
Hear me out. My mama a teacher, right? Just hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really the teacher's problem, though? Okay, just hear what I'm saying, not how I'm saying it. Y'all know me. All the teacher is there is to teach the kid, make sure that lesson, they get the lesson for the day, the curriculum that's set by the school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Education.
It's smooth. Smooth.
AKA the
no.
It's
not the teacher's problem.
Don't.
It is definitely not.
Don't cut me off. Hold on. You said the kid not eating. What does that
mm-hmm.
have to do with the teacher?
This is the thing, right?
But aren't
the
teachers,
the day,
don't they have a,
at the end
don't
of the
they
day,
have an oath
this,
when they
now,
actually
now,
become teachers to
eating,
be advocates for the kids? I'm not saying that they're responsible for every single part of their lives, but they're also, they have an oath. They took an oath to be teachers, to be advocates.
Mandated reporters. When you become a teacher, you become
right.
a mandated reporter. To,
right.
to things like that are going on at home, you have to report it. You have to call Child Protective Service or let a higher authority know that this is going on with the child. It may not be your problem, but you did take an oath to report.
Okay, listen. Here we go even deeper. Y'all said exactly what I wanted y'all to say. All right.
Great.
My mama, which, like I said at first, is a school teacher. Okay. So she did exactly what y'all are trying to say, go to somebody else. This person's mom came up to the school and tried to fight my mama on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's supposed to be anonymous anyway. Somebody dropped the bag. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But it's like, you saying one thing and you go home and say another thing. Of course, you as a parent going to believe your mama, I mean your child, off top, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's where the misconception came in, and the lady tried to come attack my mama, like, on some bullshit, but you believe in your child over the facts. That
all right,
really
can I interject me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so Rochelle didn't believe me first. She believed the teachers first. So Rochelle was like, oh, this nigga acting up? Cool, say less. So I get it. Maybe in 2024 it might be like that. But back when I was in school in the 2000s, early 2000s, so weak.
My mama ain't taught in 8 years, homie.
Shit.
Let me tell you.
He just knew my mama on a first name basis.
Like Don Zella, you won't believe what this boy
is definitely did. Not. It's definitely not the teacher's job to, like, oh, let me make sure this kid is 100% good and this, that, and the third. But where the problem come in at, right, is they'll see a kid struggling and won't reach out to anybody. So, but it's actually the parent's job at all costs to make sure you involve. Make sure, because the teacher's not going to do it. They're not going to make sure that your kid got what they need. That your kid is working, that your kid's turning in homework. They're not doing none of that. So you gotta advocate at all costs, bro. Like,
That's all my point was. It ain't on the teacher, it's on the parents. That was my point.
Let me tell you, certain teachers, they will advocate. I've seen it. Certain teachers will advocate, others don't. And at the end of the day, is a discretion thing. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, I believe that. I get that for sure.
But do they have to? They don't have to. It's decency.
But I mean,
when your mother spoke up, she didn't speak up because she had to. She spoke up because she cared. And yes, exactly. Sometimes some things come behind caring, and that's life.
Yeah, but think about how many fucking parents there are nowadays, right? Like, for example, a teacher will call the parent, like at my daughter's school, they'll call the parent and put the parent on speaker, and the parent will be like, "Well, what you want me to do? What the fuck you mean? What do I want?"
Now that's stupid. That's stupid.
That's just ignorant.
That's what I'd be like. All right,
because, but that,
now your kid,
but that
your
goes
kid
back,
don't get
that
no
goes back to the whole point where a lot of people want to have kids, but they don't want to be parents.
Right.
Facts.
That's the issue. It's about a lot of people having kids but not being parents.
Because let that call win, Ms. Johnson. Is okay. I'll be there tomorrow, and we can address this situation.
Well, tomorrow, I live down the street. I'm on the way right now.
Right.
My mama, like, they knew my mom on first name basis because my mom was at every PTA meeting. She chaperoned all the field trips. She helped with the fundraiser. Oh, my mom was in it.
Gas is $2.95. Keep going. Look, it's $3.40
here.
Yeah, these punk ass schools nowadays, they want to charge for everything. What happened to free shit at school, man? They want to charge for everything now, man. You got like
only the hood schools get the free stuff now.
Free shit for what? When is school ever been free?
Okay.
Well, we weren't poor, but
when we went to the zoo when we were kids, right?
did we have to have any money when we went to the zoo unless we wanted to buy some protection, right?
Yeah, you had to pay.
I don't remember going to no free trips now.
Oh, hold on. We got to remember, Dope graduated in 1953. We got to remember
Wow,
that.
Okay. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if all you had was a packed lunch, you could still enjoy all the amenities. Now you can't. These schools say if you don't send your kid with at least $50, they can't go.
What school is this though? I think that's a little extravagant. $50?
Right. $50 to go to the zoo.
Like, what are they getting?
I don't know.
Are they getting oysters at lunch? Like, what's happening?
They better bring a giraffe home.
Listen, but the zoo is expensive now. It ain't cheap like it used to be.
Right.
It's never been cheap,
but at the same time, going to school, we're not stopping at the, we never stopped at the souvenir shop or no shit like that. We went, saw the animals, did the little paperwork that we had to do and took ourselves home. Like, what are we doing at the zoo that we need $50? I don't understand.
Man, all I know is
Thailand.
Yeah, these kids are entitled, man. Like, it was crazy. My daughter had her little white best friend just got a phone. And she thought you got two phones? It's weird, like, when you see old school kids, like kids without phones and kids that have to walk home from school and stuff. It feels weird now when we got to walk to school. Our parents didn't care.
Where you live at?
I live in Arlington.
Arlington, Texas, and it's weird for a kid to walk home from school?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out of touch. I don't know. Because I just never heard of nothing like that. That's unheard of that a kid is walking home from school. Like, that don't mean you live within distance to walk home. Maybe I'm out of touch.
I mean, I took a subway, a bus, and a train to get to school.
That's public. My kids just started taking the bus. So I don't think that's weird. I don't know.
I don't think that's weird either.
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about these 2024 kids.
My son is a 2024 kid, and he wants to ride the school bus. he made sure that there is a bus for him to pick him up. Like, he wants to ride the bus with the other kids. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Dope. I said, tell you that Monet is privileged. I don't know if you knew that already, but yeah, Monet's privileged.
Man, what?
She has a parent that can come get her from school.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting help that too, but.
I can easily go pick him up and drop him off every day, but he wants to ride the bus. He wants to be with the other kids and ride the bus and be amongst his peers. I let him do it. Go back on.
I said walk home from school. I said walk home. I didn't say take the bus. My daughter takes the bus in the morning. I'm talking about walking home from school.
I used to walk myself to and from school since kindergarten, and it was never a problem. I didn't think I was anything weird.
You're not a 2024 kid.
I'm not.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
When I lived out of the district, I used to take the city bus to school. That was like
we all did. We all took the bus. We all walked from home. We all stayed home after school. I'm talking about it.
So what are you talking about? Like,
what's the relevance? What's the difference?
This is what Dope's saying. Hold on. First, I want to get this question bar out the way. Took the city bus to school, too. Perfectly fine not being cool. But what Dope's saying is, this is just his opinion. All he said was, 2024, he just doesn't like seeing kids walk to school. It's kind of weird to him.
Why, though?
2024.
Wow.
Let him explain. Y'all ain't even let my boy explain. Go ahead, Dope.
So, did y'all realize that kidnappings are up 25 to almost 30% from when we were kids?
True.
You want to make a point?
Okay.
So, and I got a daughter. Now, sons, They're going to bring, if they kidnap my son, they're going to bring that nigga back, right? They're like, look, he eat too much, he talk too much. Here, have this nigga back. But girls,
go ahead.
But little girls walking home from school. Look, I had, look, my daughter's little white friend, her dad couldn't come get her from school, right? Her dad was like, you're going to have to walk home from school. So my daughter was like, hey, dad, can I walk my friend to her house? Her house is literally a 7-minute walk from the school, but her dad didn't want her walking home from school by herself. That's what I'm saying. As far as the boys, I see little boys walking all the time. But to see, like, one girl.
So I get that, right? Like, the buddy system, because we're girls, we're more susceptible to, like, things happening to us. So I get that aspect of it. But I would like for kids to go out and a bunch of kids to walk home together and keep each other safe. Like, I don't think that if I ever
saw that. We always walk together.
Right. If I ever saw that in Arkansas, I would actually be like, yes, please walk, because, you know, obesity is high as fuck in Arkansas and in Texas.
And it is.
And you need vitamin D. Black people need vitamin D. The sunlight gives you vitamin D.
So I would like to see that. But I do get the danger aspect of it if they're, like, women and they're by themselves. I mean, even when I walked with, like, two or three other people.
Yeah. Walking by yourself.
It was a gang of us. Yeah. It looked like a gang. It was like 5-6 of us that lived in the same apartment complex. We all walked together.
Yeah. And what's crazy is Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave because he said, I got dogs sicked on me, bricks, beat up with batons for y'all niggas to sit in the back of the bus any fucking way. Martin Luther King rolling over his grave right now.
No, because now we have the choice. We were obligated then. Now we have the choice to do it. It's a difference.
We choose to
choice.
Do it. We choose to do it.
We do it because we want to, not because we have to.
Don't
tell us what to do.
Is
what Martin Luther King said. Martin Luther King said, don't tell us what to do. That's what he said for real.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, I just want you to know, I used to sit right next to the bus driver with hey, shout out to us. You know, this is long time ago. When there was, you know, Model T cars running around. But back then, we had our boombox, and we would sit in the front next to the bus driver playing our music. After about 3 weeks, the bus driver would actually look forward to us getting on the bus, and we actually introduced him to some good hip-hop. So shout out to the bus driver that used to, at first, a lot of times as old people, we don't want to acknowledge or even hear what young people are bringing to the table because we don't think they know shit. But actually interacting with young people, which a lot of young people don't get interacted with nowadays, they don't pay attention to them, they don't acknowledge them, they don't even act like they see them. But as older people, if you take an interest in young people, you can actually, number one, make their day better, and also keep yourself young because you'll be in tune with the new shit.
Hold on, you gotta put that No Diddy on there. Put that No Diddy on there.
Yeah. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Jerry. No Jerry. No Nickelodeon. No Dan Snyder.
No Robert. Damn, it's a lot of that.
No Robert. It's a lot happening.
Yeah.
No Danny.
No
Harvey.
I can't find it.
Wow.
Yeah, no Harvey Weinstein.
I can't find it. I'll have to buy another one tomorrow.
They need to bring back How to Catch a Predator.
Okay.
Jesus.
Just remind me.
Hey, man, look. First of all, when you accidentally ran across how to catch a predator, you find yourself in a rabbit hole because you don't realize how stupid these humans are to drive 2, 3, 5 hours to a house with a minor.
People are disgusting. That's the problem. People are sick.
I'm like, that is crazy to me that freaky
you
want to
have sex with a minor that bad that you're going to...
Bad?
Bruh.
And 97% of them be white people.
90%.
Yeah, it do be high. The rare
in the positions of authority.
No.
And they be in positions of authority too.
I would say it's more 85% and that's the ones that get caught because there's a lot of them in the black community that nobody talks about. Is everybody got that nasty?
But most of those are relatives.
We don't want to talk about that.
We're talking about strength. They actually say that in the black community, 90% of molestation is by somebody, your immediate family, while like stranger to stranger is more common for white folks than black folks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like everybody know that nasty ass uncle, but we don't want to talk about that because he's sitting across from you at the table.
No, I don't got no nasty ass uncles. I'd be there.
Me neither.
I don't need a fan.
We have no nasty uncles in my home.
Okay, so I was actually reading something, and do you know how many, like, African-American men do get molested by someone in their family, like an aunt or a babysitter or a cousin or an older cousin?
Oh,
or
hey, look, though, you know something,
though? It'll never get therapy.
Nah, listen, it's crazy, but it do happen a lot. It didn't even happen to me, but it was by a female cousin, so it's kind of like, because it's a female and male, it's like double standard with it. It's kind of crazy, though. But you're right, a lot of males.
They don't look at it as them being molested.
Yeah.
But later on in life, that has to affect you somehow. You know what I'm saying?
It does. It make them hypersexual. Like, and then you thinking, oh, this man, he doing your body all of this. Well, he done learned this from an older woman. You know what I'm saying? So, it's deep.
So
and
they
then it
became,
becomes
like,
manipulation
do they become
as well.
More disdained towards women
people,
because of the women that take advantage of them? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they start not liking women.
Some don't even know they were molested.
It took me
years
to realize I was.
Because folks going left field with it, talking about they don't like women no more and all that. I ain't going to say all that. But this is my particular situation. This is my particular situation. Like, it just made me aware a little bit more of, I won't say women's sexuality, but, like, aware of the telltale signs when a woman is coming on to you.
Women predators. They open your eyes to women predators.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I still love women. I'd rather be with a woman than a man.
Yeah,
so
we
I'm saying you don't like, you're not physically attracted to women. You start to dislike women mentally, or you don't have that level of what's it called, respect for women that you normally would have.
Okay.
You can't get into that level of, like, intimacy with a woman because of that disdain for them, because of the violation of trust.
That would make sense. You're right. I feel you all the way. For real. I feel that. What you just said, Lynn, I feel that.
Yeah, it's a more of a psychological thing than physical. If you don't have the same level of respect for women, or it's a disdain, like you'll have sex with a woman, you'll be with a woman, but you don't necessarily give a fuck about a woman, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Right.
You sound like my goddamn therapist.
My mom used to be a foster mother, and, you know, she did early childhood education and stuff, so I used to read a lot of them books and stuff she used to have to read and stuff.
Well,
no, we still here. We just
quiet.
I'm quiet because, like, you got me thinking. Like, the whole situation you just said about my situation got me like, you probably look. And I'm 41, and just thinking of all of the past.
Yeah,
it just changed your level of respect for women when something like that happens. So, but it just changed the. It's changed their biological chemistry of how you're supposed to respect a woman and treat a woman, whereas you had this older woman, you know, do something to you that they weren't supposed to, and now it changes your biological chemistry that it's already embedded in you as you know, embedded in you. And it just changes it. It really does.
Smooth be like, fuck these hoes. You right, but you on me now.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, my therapist said the same thing. She was like, oh, since your mama left you, that's why you don't respect women the way that they're supposed to. But, I mean, fuck them, bitch. But.
Yeah, but it's kind of good.
That's proving our point.
A lot of men don't even know that they have those issues. You know what I'm saying? And they're going around life just like, fuck these bitches, but they don't know why. They're saying, fuck these bitches.
These bitches, because a bitch fucked you, and now you, it's fuck these bitches.
Right. Or your mom didn't advocate for you.
It's really nobody that teaches why. It's like, therapy was shunned on for, like, therapy as a whole has just became, like, somewhat normalized. So we're realizing all this toxic shit that we holding on for years that are basically the core of our nature is wrong, man. We just learned that stuff is wrong, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only thing that saved me,
like,
is the fact that I was actually able to see my father in loving, healthy relationships with women, right? So that's the only thing that saved me. Was the fact that, okay, I can look at my dad and he's like, okay, that's what he, so if my dad would have been beating women, most likely I probably would be beating women. But because my dad was loving, he took care of his woman, I got a little bit of that, but it's still fucking nice.
I just realized from therapy, like, why. Because I romanticize everything. Like, I literally romanticize everything. And my therapist asked me, well, who were your couples when you were growing up? And that, like, who was your hope couples? And I was like, I really didn't. I said, Topanga and Corey. I said, Jasmine and Aladdin. Like, he's like, no, real, actual people. And I was like, I didn't have them. He's like, you never had a successful relationship in your whole life? I'm like, never. He's like, that's why you're romanticized, because you seen everything on TV, so it's always going to be over the top. You're always going to see that over the top love. You never actually seen like a healthy relationship that wasn't scripted.
Let me
so
find out
you
live
that
in Atlanta,
the
Lulu.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chris, man. That was pretty deep, though, Chris. Man, shout out to therapy, man.
It was.
Showing you little mirrors of yourself that you didn't see because you're looking through a stained glass.
Oh, my therapist has broke down to me, like, my whole entire meaning of life's been wrong.
So you live in the land of the Lulu is what they tell me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Well, get out of there. Get out of there.
But I'm a romantic ass nigga. So
it's good to be romantic, but you still need to, like, come out of the Lulu for some time.
Yeah, you gotta get off the land of the Lulu.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I used to reside there too. Don't get me wrong. I used to reside there too.
Well,
I'm a recovering the Lulu addict.
I occasionally vacation there.
I've come back in Atlanta to Lulu.
I've seen it on the map before. I've seen it on the map. I'm like, oh, that looks like a nice place. And kept on driving.
Trust me, it's a beautiful place to be in. I hate when I gotta come out of this bitch. I hate when I gotta come out of the land of the Lulu. It's so fun here.
Oh man, hey man, we got. Damn,
let's keep it moving.
So
I gotta take myself alive. Like, damn, she's taking advantage of me. Let me get out of this bitch.
Hey, so I put some on my IG today, right? And my man was talking. He was like, bags, shoes, clothes, cars, houses. Most of that stuff impressed broke people, right? But if you have money, it don't impress people, right?
Uh-uh.
What impressed me is people with good credit score and money in the bank, right? Like,
uh-huh.
Portfolios and good credit. Like, somebody can have on a nice watch. I'd be like, oh, that's a nice watch. but it doesn't stop my day. I mean, it doesn't. But if you think about it, how many people really do stuff? Well, crazy thing to me is niggas that do stuff to impress other niggas. That's undercover gay. Like I don't do nothing to impress them. Now you do sometimes have to shine to impress women, the basic women. If she's a shallow chick but with a banging body, nice face, sometimes you do have to throw the shiny bait out there in order to smash her. You're not gonna wipe her. You're not gonna cuff her. You're just gonna smash her, right? Quality woman that's on her shit. The only thing that's going to impress her is the amount of time you spend with her, that you're a man of your word, that you got your shit together. That's what actually impresses a quality woman. So you'll have to know the difference between when you're getting you a basic bitch and when you're getting a quality woman. That was just the last little part I wanted to say before we got up out of here. Anybody else got anything to say?
Fresh air to May 11th.
Yep.
Tickets
on sale now.
I'm gonna be here.
It's question.com/fresh air. Get your tickets today.
Team Rick Ross, they shouldn't even fuck with my boy. Team Rick Ross, they shouldn't even fuck with my boy.
Oh.
Man. Anyway.
Team Kendrick.
That's why I fuck with Smooth.
I am getting, so shout out to my boy Question. I'm getting a brand new credit card just for Fresh Air. So that way I don't have a spending limit when I go to Fresh Air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You coming to the city? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because last time we went, you know, I went with Smooth. Smooth had more money than I had. This time I want to be a little bit better prepared.
This time you're going to have more the $400 suite on you? Is that what you're saying? Or no?
I'm definitely not saying that.
Well, shit, what are you saying then?
Question's couch is looking real comfortable right now, man. I'm just saying Question's couch is looking real comfortable right now.
Now we getting a $400 suite on you, baby. $400 suite downtown Woodward, baby. Overlooking downtown. What you saying?
Yep, because I'm going to be there too, downtown, overlooking the water.
We was overlooking Markham, baby. What's up, dope? $400 suite.
Not overlooking Markham.
Hey, man, shout out to...
We was at the Marriott down there, one of the new hotels. I had the dope first time in Little Rock. I had to turn him up, goddamn me. $400 suite.
And I brought my kid. Shout out to my kid for coming to Fresh Air, and it changed his. It actually changed his experience to music, right? Because you know, shout out to my kid, man.
I can't wait. This is gonna be a fucking movie.
Listen.
Thanks, Uncle Quest. Thanks, Uncle Quest.
Thanks. Shut up. Listen, so I was at work yesterday, right, at the Guitar Center. And it's a random customer. Right hand of God, this is what he told me. So he was asking about some shit. He had this little old interface. And I'm like, bro. He was like, bro, what I need to do to make it work? So I told him what he needed to do. Then he asked me my name. And I always feel like, my name's, everybody at work call me Question. So I'm like, yo, I'm Question. He said, you did a song called Facebook Love? This is way back in the day, me and my little brother. I'm like, yeah, that shit actually still go. He said, nigga, you the reason why I do music today.
Aww.
Now that shit, it didn't register with me at first. But I'm like, yo, that shit. It's crazy that somebody actually say, yo, you the music that day. That's fucking nuts. Like, I started a nigga journey from doing, yeah, I'm just saying, man.
Facebook love.
That shit was hard, too.
Now I got to hear this. Now I got to hear this, John.
I'm finding it. Hold up. I'm gonna find it. Hold up.
we will not be putting
things. Mel, you coming out here too?
I live out here.
I just don't be out here. You live out here?
Yeah, I live out here. I just don't be out here like that. But I'll be here this weekend.
Okay, well, I might be in the A this weekend.
Lynn, you going to be here? Yeah,
I live in Arkansas. Yeah.
Nah, Lynn got pirated.
Yeah, but you said you had graduations to go to.
No, she said she might. She said she might. Relax.
We've confirmed my date, and yes, I will be a fresher, guys. All right,
so I got to start planning.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Get your shit together.
All right, I'm a section.
Okay, babe.
It's coming. Oh, please.
I'll be outside.
Yeah, that's right. Smooth gonna rent the Maybach. It's gonna be lit. Smooth gonna rent the Maybach.
The Maybach? Yo. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, Smooth, that's big. You know, we don't do Smooth.
Man, I'm staying at my mama's house this time, bro. I ain't fucking around. I'm staying at my mama's house.
I thought the other thing was sling back. What's the thing? Sling back thing to ride around the city.
Nah, that ain't even funny. Don't do that. That ain't even funny. Man, don't do that. That ain't even funny. You sound like... Don't do that, man.
Oh, bro, not the sling back. Stupid computer love. Yo, computer love, that beat was just, I think that's every rapper's first. That and grinding was the first beats we actually knew how to spill.
I want to be like dude at the end of ATL when he gets that little motorcycle cruiser. That's me. I'm gonna give you one of those. I'm gonna be bumping what's that Michael Jackson song? Baby Be Mine. I'm gonna be bumping Baby Be Mine on my cruiser.
It's not your cruiser.
And then as soon as my daughter graduates high school, I'm no longer paying rent. I'm just going to get me a mobile home and just travel around the country. All I need is
why not a boat, though?
Huh?
Why not a boat?
Nah, I mean, I don't want to. Maybe if I was in California, I might be, but in Texas, in order for you to be near water, you got to be in hurricane areas. I'm cool. I'm just going to get me like a little mobile home. Little 20-footer. Nothing too much.
I'm going to get him the Winnebago.
That's crazy. Yeah, I already told my kids, okay, once y'all all get your own place, I'm gonna stay at each one of my kids' house for 4 months at a time, living rent-free.
Period.
As much money as I don't spend on you niggas, yeah, I'm staying rent free. And you better have the cupboard full of fruit snacks, and Mountain Dew and fruit snacks. That's all I have.
Mountain Dew.
Don't judge me, man. Don't judge me.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm judging.
But Mountain Dew.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh.
Hit the music. blessed. Let the Lord use you, baby. Take your time.
Dope, where you at?
Oh,
man?
Not the little synth with the little sensual synth quest. Oh you do it big in 2010, huh, Chris? Oh man, hey, we in the building, man. We're gonna go ahead and get our shouts out so I can go ahead and eat this chicken and French fries with the ranch with the tapatio. Like if you just eat ranch by itself, you gotta put the tapatio in there. All right, we're going to go ahead and give our shouts out right now. Hey, Lynn, go ahead and give your shouts out. Tell the people at work we said hello.
Again, thank you guys for having us again. It's been a great show. I wish I would have queued me in a little earlier, but it's okay. Follow me on my Twitter. It's okay, boo. Follow me on Twitter. Follow my Instagram. Follow me on Facebook, guys. And I hope y'all have a good evening.
Hey, Melly Mel, go ahead and give yourself out.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure. I'll see y'all next week.
Gang.
She threw on her quiet storm for me.
Quiet storm.
Hey.
Not a way.
That used to be the shit back in the day.
Dang. One of you niggas need to sample that and let Lynn get on the, I mean, for real, Lynn and Mel get on the, for real.
I can rap for real. Don't even play. I can rap for real, for real.
Let's hear a song.
I'll sing you a song I did back in Colorado. Don't worry. I can rap for real.
Hey, Smooth, did you get the beat I sent you, Smooth? The one that the Manhattan?
I'm going to check it out. I see you sent me something. You know, bro, I've been in a funk over there. I come here like Crush used to get the joy of the day. MRI tomorrow, though. We're going to see what's happening. My neck's still hurting, back still hurting. Long live, brother, man.
Yes, sir. Bro, young. Quest Corsese, go ahead and give your shout out, sir.
Yeah, man. Fresh Air 2, May 11th. Part of my sleeve, May 11th. New merch, May 11th. New Fresh Air merch, May 11th. New fragrance, May 11th. New degrees is May 11th. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's just May 11th. Like, it's been, well, yeah, it's like, that's it. You know what I mean?
Mayday,
like,
mayday.
Mayday. Yeah, hey. Say, hey man, it's Mayday, and yeah, just tap in, man, it's only.
Mayday Mayhem, hey, yo, Blue Crush, go ahead, give me
all one. Right, let me try to get all the way, all through these. Shout out to Nah, I'm going to go from top to bottom, shout out to Nah for that heated, debate. That was fun and everything. I still stand on where I'm standing on that and everything. Shout out to Mel and Lynn for always blessing the show. We love having y'all. Special shout out to Lynn for putting on the big boogie and everything. Yeah, I'm very in. Yeah, nigga, go hard. I fuck with it. Shout out to Smooth and everything. Best of luck on the MRI tomorrow, bro. Hope all things is well. Rest in peace,
man. I hope my shit fucked up so I can get that bag. Fuck you, tell me.
Well, best luck means whatever outcome you get.
Quest, May 11th.
Yes,
it's going to be a fucking movie. The whole squad in this city. Let's get it. I can't fucking wait.
Yes, sir.
Dope. All right, say something about dope. Say something about dope. Shit. You're a good father.
No,
I hope you fly. I hope you flying into Little Rock because you ain't rolling with me. Now what?
Don't worry, my pops coming through with the Suburban. My pops driving up with the Suburban. It's nothing. Simple.
This nigga question with the cake, man. Come on, Quest. Anyway,
pops stay in Dallas, nigga. Ain't nothing but gonna make sure my dog get to where he gotta go.
And I'm a helper. I'm gonna help drive.
Look at that gang.
See? You got one looking out. But where was it? Oh yeah. Dope. Shout out to you. Whatever you try to do good, I guess. You're a good father. Horrible rapper, but you're a good father.
Wow.
Anyway. Blue Crush out April 19th, but you can still get your pre-sales. Pre-sales include the entire album plus seven additional tracks. Four have never been heard before. All you do is cash at me $5, and I will send it directly to you. And you send me the Cash App along with your email address, and I can send it directly to you. And, yeah, but... So, and y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst, CrushDaCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cool, we're all day. Shadow, we all day. Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch. Gang!
And if you're low on money, after you send the $5 and get your free copy from Crush, you can dispute the charges and get your $5 back.
How much wood could a wood chuck chuck if a wood chuck could chuck wood? It's your boy. Yeah, I know what time it is and who it is. Smooth the motherfucking dude, that boy. Shout out to the boy Question, man. May 11th is Quest Day. Quest Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Quest Fest. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. A whole bunch of question shit. A whole lot of question shit on May 11th. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Dope. No, wait. You go last. I forgot. Crush. Got the project. Yes, sir. Coming out. Streaming platforms. Love you, boy. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're an inspiration to others, bro. Appreciate your love. Mel. Thank you for coming through. Keep that thirst on that timeline, please, and thank you. Lynn.
I'm sick of y'all.
Lynn. Thank you for coming through. Hopefully you're taking care of the people. You ain't at work today or you out? What are we doing today? I ain't heard
I'm
nobody.
At work.
I ain't heard the music today, so I guess you moving around, moving and grooving tonight, so it's all good. Appreciate your input always each week. Nah came through. Yes, sir. Who else came through, man? We talked about a lot real fast today, man. Y'all knew it's Team Rose. Rose. Yeah, Team Rose, man. I'm out, man. Dope. Jonathan.
This nigga here.
Now you don't know his name.
What you want,
not
fuck you. Fuck you, man. I'm out.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to the squad, man. I appreciate everybody for coming through. I just set up the shows on Mondays just for people to come through, eat chicken and drink Kool-Aid and talk shit, and we choose fit. And if the glove don't fit, that means we didn't kill the trick. Make sure you're here next Monday for the bad bitch bracket. That's what it was called. It was the bad bitch bracket brush. God.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I remember the name. The bad bitch bracket, yeah. Next Monday.
See, that sounds a little better than just bitch bracket.
Yeah.
Bitch bracket.
I knew it was something. Lynn and Mel, if y'all can rustle up two more women, y'all can have your own brackets. I do not discriminate. It's a $50 buy-in, though.
Why we pay
$50?
We got to pay to do a free show.
Yeah. Next Monday is brought to you by Underdog. Underdog.
This nigga is dirty.
All right, man. Yeah. Currently out only on itsquestion.com. Make sure y'all go check that out if you can. And don't hack the whole website. Just hack that one portion of the website. Shout out to my nigga Fresh. make sure I'm calling Spotify now, all digital platforms, to make sure that you can't upload your album. But Upper Echelon featuring Smoothie Dude and Razor is currently out on all digital platforms. We made it specifically for you beautiful women. I didn't kill nobody. I didn't shoot nobody. I don't think I even gangbang on that song, man. Shout out for that. And we'll find you.